Welcome to Mythic Adventures. I'm Ron Johnson. In the old Spanish epic, The Poem of the Cid, Rodrigo Diaz de Vivar is banished from his home. He doesn't know if he'll ever see his wife and daughters again. He's crying, and so is his wife. The situation seems hopeless. And yet, everybody keeps calling him fortunate. A little girl says at first,
"You are knighted in a fortunate hour."
Then one of his friends repeats it,
"Born in a fortunate hour you were."
His wife calls him,
"My fortunate Campeador."
Another friend says it again,
"Your mother bore you in a fortunate hour."
Even the angel Gabriel visits him in a dream and tells him,
"Ride out, good Cid Campeador. For no man ever set forth in so fortunate a moment."
It's like a chant that echoes throughout the text. You are fortunate.
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 Are they kidding? No, they are not. Even though Rodrigo has just lost home and family, his banishment is precisely what will start him on his way to his destiny. He will become great through the adventure upon which he is now embarking. What makes him fortunate is precisely that he has been faced with this problem and must do something about it. When his friend Alvar Fañez tells him,
"All these sorrows will one day be turned into joy,"
he doesn't mean merely that God will make it up to him someday. He means that what is fortunate about this situation will become clear in retrospect. Yes, he is riding away from home and family and those he loves, but he is going out to meet his destiny. He will become known throughout the world as the great Spanish hero, El Cid. Now you may be thinking, what's this got to do with me? I'm just minding my own business, trying to live my own life. I'm not going to be known throughout the world for anything. But this is what I've been trying to convey on this program from the very beginning. If you believe that there is a God who knows us and cares about us, then the flip side of that is that we are all characters in God's story. So no matter how small or seemingly insignificant our own life may be, we're part of something bigger. And whether we like it or not, there are certain game rules that go along with that. And as I've said many times before, one of those game rules is that God is in the business of transforming the world and working through our lives to make it happen. As I've also been saying, one of the primary ways in which God works through us and tries to transform us is through our problems. So everybody's got problems. But if you are a person who recognizes yourself as being part of God's story, then your problems take on new meaning. And you, just like El Cid, are fortunate. Not fortunate because you've got problems, but fortunate because your problems become opportunities to collaborate with God in growing and developing into the person you were meant to be. If we recognize ourselves as part of God's story, then for us, our problems are opportunities to grow. God does not cause our problems, but God does make creative use of them. If we are willing to work with God, then everything in our life becomes educational, most of all, the problems we face. Last time I told you that this week I was going to talk about the discernment process, but I've decided not to go in that direction for now. I'll come back to that again some other time. For now, I want to stay on this theme, how all of life is educational for us if we have this mythic adventures mentality, and in particular, how our problems help form us into the people we're meant to be. And what I want to show you over the next several episodes is that you see this theme played out in every culture, in scriptures from all over the world. And so next time, I'm going to give you a thumbnail sketch of the great Hindu epic, the Ramayana. And I'll show you that that is what the whole story is about. I'll be back in 2 weeks to tell you more about that. For Mythic Adventures, I'm Ron Johnson.